Some people think they're God.
N-I-L.
You're going to see more transfers, more mistakes made in recruiting.
Big Chris Drew.
You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families.
Chris Drew, Daddy.
Let them be commit 100 times.
Texas A&M bought their players.
We bought every player on this group. When people show you who they are, believe it.
All the NIL did was made it legal for student athletes to get paid. Because this has been going on for the longest time. And then the really big school came in and built a damn house around the microwave and refrigerator.
They did.
A baseball card.
Yep.
So now all of a sudden, Coach Saban, Texas A&M, every guy they got. So you mean to tell me the man that signed more 5-4 and 5-star recruits than everybody went there because they love Alabama?
So I'm here with the offensive coordinator and coach at American Heritage High School, powerhouse down there in South Florida. A lot of talent. I mean, obviously, Buckeye fans are familiar with some of the talent that's come out of there recently. And this year, guys like Ennis and Fletcher, two of our top guys, you know, committed to The Ohio State University. But I'm here with Mario Perez, going to talk a little bit about high school ball. You've got a big game coming up tomorrow. But before we get to that, Coach, how the hell are you?
I'm doing all right, working day and night preparing for this game, man. It's a big game. It's exciting, and we're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. And did they end up moving this game to a stadium, or are you guys playing this one at home, or is this an away game for you?
No, it's an away game. We're playing it at Chaminade, Madonna.
Okay, that'll be big time. So obviously you're at American Heritage, and you've been there kind of, you told me, since the beginning when they kind of became a powerhouse. How'd you get your start there, Coach, and who are some of the best players that you'd kind of been around?
I got my start there because I followed my kids. I had an opportunity to get involved in the football program when I decided to have my children register to attend that school. Mm-hmm. That's when they were in seventh grade. And I started coaching then, and I started moving up with them. And once they graduated and went to college, I decided to stay and do this as a hobby. It's fun. It's fulfilling.
That's good. Now you're kind of one of the more, you know, recognized programs in the country, one of the more recognized coaches in the country. Coach, if I asked you, like, you know, you're offensive coordinator, offensive guy, you've seen Sonny Michelle, you've seen some dudes there. Who are the three best players that you've had the chance to be around coaching-wise in the past, not on this roster, in the past in your time at American Heritage?
Now, are you referring to offense, defense, or overall?
We'll go offense, and then we'll go overall after that. Unless it's the same.
I mean, there's been a lot of talented players that come to American Heritage, but I can tell you in 2013-14, we had the opportunity to have Torrance Gibson, Sony Michelle, Isaiah McKenzie, all on the same team. It was pretty hard to cover, but we had a bunch of other good players. Brandon Johnson, who's with Denver, Diedrich Nelson, who finished up at UCF. We've had talented players for a while.
Coach, how do you keep all those guys happy? Like, when you have that many elite players, like, how do you get all of them ball?
When you have a program, right, and then they buy into the program and the process, mm-hmm. They may not get as many touches as they would want or get in another school, but they get enough, and they realize that at the end of the day, they're going to get an opportunity to go play college football.
Boom. And obviously, like, a lot of those guys did have that chance. Coach, I want to talk about Ennis and Fletcher for a little bit. Obviously, like, this wide receiver room, to me, is absolutely loaded. Got a good group of, what, freshmen that are in there. We'll talk about them in a sec. But right now, Ennis, kind of Ohio State fans know a little bit about him. He kind of seems like the alpha, feels like the alpha. Things are done kind of on his terms. And to me, he's the top wide receiver in the country. I know some recruiting services have dropped him based on the lack of top-end speed. But just an overall good player. What are your thoughts on Ennis, Coach, kind of moving forward and how you deploy him?
Whoever's dropped him because of whatever perceived weakness he had is making a mistake. Brandon Ennis has elite ball skills. Mm-hmm. There's balls in the air and there's five people in a group. I know he's coming down with the ball. And I can tell you this, you know, you can time people on the 40-yard dash all you want. On the football field, I haven't seen him get caught yet.
Yeah.
So he's got all the speed he needs. He's a great route runner, great hands, great kid, great teammate. And he's very coachable. And he's like a coach on the field. He sees things that maybe other kids probably wouldn't see. And he communicates it to his quarterback, Blake Murphy. And to me, And it's a pleasure to have. And if he ends up going to Ohio State, you know, he's committed there. Man, they're getting a hell of a football player.
Do you feel like he's a kid that kind of, I mean, not just at Ohio State, just anywhere, that's a kid that feels like he can contribute early when he gets to college? Because, I mean, obviously, like, you talk about the IQ and the ball skills. I mean, those are the two things that are really tough to teach in terms of, like, getting a wide receiver on campus.
I don't care where he goes. He's going to contribute early. He's that good.
He's that good. All right. All right. More power to you. You also have a couple other Division I players in that team. I know a lot of Ohio State fans care a lot about Mark Fletcher. There's kind of a lot of speculation that Miami's going to be on there. I'm not going to ask you about kind of his recruitment process, but talk about Coach Mark Fletcher, kind of player he is, and how it, you know, a much of a luxury it is to have a premium running back at American Heritage.
Excuse me. The first thing I want to say is, look, Mark Fletcher and Brandon Innes are phenomenal human beings, mm-hmm. right? Mark Fletcher is 6'2", 225 pounds, runs the ball, squared shoulders, can duck his shoulder, punish people, and then he's fast enough to run away from you. He is an elite talent. I mean, I know he runs the ball well when he gets outside, but when he's behind his pads and his shoulders are square, there's a lot of side tackles going on defenses.
Mm-hmm. I mean, actually, you guys are blowing teams out. I mean, kind of behind Mark Fletcher. I mean, a couple weeks ago, he had like, what, 200, 225 yards in the first half. I mean, that just he looks and feels to me like Carlos Hyde. Like, for the Ohio State fans to know that, that's kind of how he feels. You guys don't really ever deploy him in the pass game. Is that just because your receivers are too good, or you just, you know, prefer to get the ball one way and that's behind his lineman?
Oh, no. He gets the ball in the passing game. We just played a team in Florida and out here, Glade Central. He had a couple of touchdowns, and we played another kid out of team out of Lakeland, Lake Gibson, and he comes out of the backfield. He's got great hands, can catch the ball. He can punish you many different ways, man. That's why Ohio State's after him.
Mm-hmm. Ohio State's in for him and Innes. Now, I got to ask you about these freshman receivers, Mario, because you and I talked on the phone for a while, and you were kind of giving me the rundown on these kids. They're really, really good. They all look to you like Division I or II football players. Talk about just kind of this group of three freshmen that you are, you know, coaching this year.
I guess the one everybody knows right now is Malachi Toney. Had a big game on national TV on ESPN and mm-hmm. did an interview. And, you know, I guess he's got a little notoriety for the he ain't as good as me. And check me to a fade. But, you know, he's a great route runner. Again, another kid who just gets the game of football, doesn't drop anything. And what's so impressive about him as a ninth grader is that in practice, not only does he take his reps with the starting offense, he's also the main guy on the scout team and gets all those reps also. He just wants to play football. That next kid we have is a kid named Brandon Bennett. A lot of people may not know much about him, but you know, you're talking about a kid who's got national speed right now. He's going into ninth grade running a 10.800. Great hands, fast. I mean, fast, fast.
That's unreal. A 10.800 as an eighth grader? That's unbelievable, Coach.
That's
stupid.
The funny thing is, he's not the fastest kid in his house. His older brother tends to be a little faster, too.
That's absurd.
And then the last guy who's just shows up and gets his work done, Jafar Jean-Louise, we call him Coy. You know, great hands, catches a ball, gets an open space. And, you know, all of them have scored this year. All of them have contributed. And people go into the game thinking, oh, we'll take care of the three ninth graders. Mm-hmm. We ninth graders are pretty special players.
Messing them up. I mean, that's gonna be fun for you calling plays. I mean, you have kind of Innes at your disposal, Fletcher at your disposal, and those three freshmen, you'll have them for the foreseeable future. Coach, real quick, just, you know, I don't want to keep you too long. Obviously, prepping for a big game this weekend. Kind of preview this game for me, man. I mean, obviously, this is going to be the game of the week in high school football. Shaman Damadonna, they have the two super talented kids, Jeremiah Smith and JoJo Trader. How are you getting ready for them, and how confident are you in your team's game plan so far?
Well, first of all, their offense they have a great coaching staff. Their offense is elite. They have top-rated players. But that's the defensive coordinator's problem.
Oh, yeah.
I got to worry about their defense, man. They fire out, they come off, they penetrate. They got a lot of speed and mm-hmm. length in the secondary. They're a real good team. I mean, look, I'm sure Chaminade is going into that game thinking they're going to win the game, and we don't prepare like we do. to go into a game to think that we're not going to prevail. We think we're going to win every game we go on the field to play. That's the way you should think. But it's special. You know, the kids at Chaminade, the kids at Heritage, they've known each other. They've grown up with each other. They've played against each other and with each other. And when you play with a game that has this much attention, it's special. It's a special game for the kids. And for the coaches, man, we just got to do the best we can, put the kids in the best positions we can and ask them to, you know, go out and execute. And I think everyone knows, you know, Chaminade likes to throw the ball all over the field, and I think we're pretty good at running it. So one of those has got to prevail.
She said that's the defensive coordinator's job. Are you going to let those kids check to a fade if they got JoJo Trader on them outside? They get free reign to do that?
If you play man press coverage on some of these guys, they're probably going to check it to a fade.
All right. That's absolutely fair. Well, Coach, good luck tomorrow. Thanks for touching base with me today. And I'll shoot you a text. Obviously, good luck. That's a big, big-time game. Is that game televised at all, Coach?
I'm sure it's streamed on, you know, whether it be the NFHS or some other local streams, but I do not think that it's been picked up by any nationally syndicated channel.
That's going to be a big-time game. I want you to go prep, Coach, and good luck tomorrow. Thank you so much for taking a couple minutes to spend with me on this fine, fine Thursday. Mario Perez, offensive coordinator at American Heritage, and he's got a big game tomorrow coming up against Chaminade Madonna. And he gave us a little scoop right here at Minutes to Sports.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Some people think they're God.
NIL.
You're going to see more transfers, more mistakes made in recruiting.
Big Chris Drew.
You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families.
Chris Drew, Daddy.
Let them be committed 100 times.
Texas A&M bought their players.
We bought every player on this group. When people show you who they are, believe it.
All the NIL did was made it legal for student athletes to get paid. Because this has been going on for the longest time. And then the really big school came in and built a damn house around the microwave and refrigerator.
They did.
A baseball card.
Yep.
So now all of a sudden, Coach Sacred, Texas A&M, every guy they got. So you mean to tell me the man that signed more 5-4 and 5-star recruits than everybody went there because they love Alabama.